I'll make a motion to appoint the undersheriff to the position of sheriff of Benton County.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. This is Jesse Steele, and as you heard, Undersheriff Eric Pritchard has been appointed by the Inyo County Supervisors as acting Inyo County Sheriff until the election in June and possibly November. So, congratulations to Inyo County Sheriff Eric Pritchard from Eastern Sierra Now. And here we'll give you a little bit of a taste of how the meeting went. There was a lot of comments from the public, which I won't air. But basically, the ending of the meeting was the Inyo supervisors deliberating back and forth on who they thought. They both were very impressed with not only Pritchard, but also Stephanie Rennie. And having read both of their resumes and listening to the debate myself, I think they both were very qualified and either way. So in June, if you want to vote for either of those, I think you're in a good position to do so. Here, I'll give you a little bit of the audio from the meeting, and you could kind of hear how things went with that.
Hey, I think there is some real value in the, you know, taking a more fresh look at the sheriff, you know, how the sheriff's department is run, which is, I think, what Stephanie would probably bring to that. So I want to make sure I say that the right way.
Thank you for saying that the right way. I'm the same way. I just wanted to put my thought out there, and I'm extremely qualified, and I'm comfortable either way, but I just wanted to get my thought out there, and that's
I'll just say that I totally agree with everybody. I think we have excellent candidates. The issue that I do see is that if, in fact, we're looking for change, I think we should really rely on the public to make that decision as to what change they're looking for. And the problem that I see, if we make a change now, if that person, whoever we put in there, is going to have two jobs. One is running for sheriff, and the other is to keeping a sheriff's department together. So I don't know what kind of changes could be made here. And then those changes, from a standpoint of the staff and the deputies, the changes that could or be made within a year might last for that year, depending on who's elected. So I would be I would feel much more comfortable sort of leaving the system as it is, full well knowing that there are people that are going to run that have indicated that there could be or may be changes. And so that the department could then decide themselves as to what's going to happen, as opposed to being perhaps put into a situation for a very short period of time and then go to something else.
So with a vote of 3-2, Griffiths, Pucci, and Kingsley for Pritchard, Rozier and Tothro for Rennie, Undersheriff Eric Pritchard will be the interim Inyo County Sheriff until the actual elections take place in June and potentially November if there is a runoff. So that came from the special meeting today for the Inyo County Supervisors to discuss appointing Inyo County Sheriff. So again, congratulations, Sheriff Eric Pritchard. Another big news today from a special meeting from the Bishop City Council. I'll just read this to you straight as it is from a press release from the City of Bishop. January 19th, the City of Bishop and City Administrator Ron Phillips have mutually agreed to end the employment relationship between the City and Mr. Phillips effective January 26th, 2022. Mr. Phillips will remain on administrative leave until the effective date of this separation, and Destin Deshawn will remain acting city administrator under the parties' agreement. Mr. Phillips will receive severance pay equal to 6 months' salary and health benefits consistent with the severance under his contract. The City Council wishes Mr. Phillips the best in his future endeavors and will be considering options for filling the city administrator position. I want to know why. I mean, that's always, I guess that's why I'm doing the news. I don't know. I haven't heard a thing one way or the other. If there was an actual problem or if he just didn't like it or they didn't like him or what. There's always a million things. You want to jump to the, oh my God, what happened? But that doesn't necessarily mean that. I mean, he could have some family issues and he needs to leave the area. You never know. You know what I mean? And chances are we probably won't. So we wish him the best as well. And hopefully we can get a city administrator in here that's going to stick it out for a while. Hey, Bishop. All right. So we'll see what happens with that. We'll keep you updated as we hear anything. So there's a crazy sports update thing that happened today. Apparently it went back and forth all day. This is where it sits as of 3:45 on Wednesday, January 19th. Fraser Mountain has miraculously found transportation for soccer. So home soccer this Thursday, January 20th at 3:05 for JV and varsity as planned. JV girls basketball and varsity girls basketball, varsity boys basketball will be at Fraser Mountain Wednesday, February 2nd. So that game was canceled at the end of the week. It will be moved to February 2nd at Fraser Mountain. The times will be determined later by Fraser Mountain. Updated schedules will be sent out tomorrow, so we will have those posted at Eastern Sierra Now, and there's no word on Kern Valley basketball reschedules as of yet. There are some schedules here listed, but I'm not sure how accurate they are because it seems like everything kind of got changed around here at the last second. So when we hear more from Stacey Van Ness, the athletic director for Bishop Union High School, we will let you know what we find out. But as of now, that's where it stands. Fraser Mountain tomorrow, 3:05 for soccer. Basketball will be Wednesday, February 2nd at Fraser Mountain. Those are the updates that we have at this point. Go Broncos. Speaking of Broncos, I think this team is on fire. They're kind of my favorite team going right now. I haven't got to see them play yet, but I'm really enjoying the reading the news for them. So this comes from assistant coach Dominic John. And yesterday, the 18th, the Bishop Broncos traveled to Kern Valley to play the Bronx, the Kern Valley Bronx. It's close. It's almost like they just dropped the O there. No, it's not almost like. It is like they dropped the O there. Well done, Jesse. The Broncos brought home another win. Broncos 9, Bronx 2. So the Broncos' next game will be Thursday, January 20th, at home against the Fraser Mountain Falcons at 3 and at 5. Here are some stats from last night's game. Number 11, Santana, had 4 goals, 3 assists, and 1 yellow. Dale Giudice, 1 goal, 1 assist. Pritchard, I'm guessing that's the new sheriff's son. So congratulations again. 1 goal. Gonzalez, 1 goal. Santana Muro, 1 goal. Solario, 1 goal. And number 8, Solario, 1 yellow. So thank you to assistant coach Dom for that information. And good job, boys, on that. You guys are killing the game of soccer from what I've seen. So good job. So Inyo County put out another press release about this. We did a few weeks ago, seeking proposals for air pollution reduction projects. So Inyo County seeks proposals for air pollution reduction project. $1.26 million in funding is available through the Clean Air Projects Program 2. Independence, California. The County of Inyo is now seeking proposals from individuals, groups, and other entities interested in creating and completing projects to reduce local air pollution. A total of $1.26 million is available in competitive grant funds for projects that either directly or indirectly reduce air pollution within what's known as the Owens Valley Planning Area, a swath of land from just north of the Aberdeen area to south of Olancha. There is an attached map at Eastern Sierra Now. Individuals, nonprofit organizations, businesses, and governmental and educational institutions are all eligible to participate in the Clean Air Projects Program 2. That's the CAPP2. But the projects must be located within the Owens Valley planning area and completed by June 30th of 2025. The county will be accepting proposals for eligible projects through March 31st of 2022. The CAP is the result of a 2011 abatement order issued to the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power by the Great Basin Unified Air Pollution Control District. The order stipulated that LADWP implement additional dust controls at Owens Lake and pay an excess emission offset amount of $6.5 million, 85% of which was to go into a special fund established by Great Basin for use on clean air projects, Inyo, Mono, and Alpine counties, with special preference given to the Owens Valley planning area. Under the first round of CAP, more than $5.5 million was spent on air pollution reduction projects over a three-year period. So, you have any idea on how to keep the dust down? Clean up the air? Now's your chance. You got through March 31st, in fact. So you always hear what I hear many people all the time. Well, they should just pave it over or whatever the option is. Now's your chance. So get that out there and we can do some help for do some good for the environment because it definitely needs it. So that was some big news today. And I believe that is everything we're going over. You know, tomorrow for lunch, what sounds like a good idea? Copper Top. I say it a lot, but it's because I mean it a lot. That is the place. And guess what I just heard today? They're closing in on getting this upside down beer tap, finally. So the issue has been all the pieces and everything are out on sea containers with all of the, we're all dealing with all of the not getting what we're wanting. So it's really happening for big businesses that are trying to do things, you know, for business related stuff. So head on down to Copper Top tomorrow. Let them know you cannot wait for that beer tap and that Jesse from Eastern Sierra Now sent you. I would appreciate that. They'd appreciate that. It'd be a great time. You know what you're going to appreciate? Your food. I always get the tri-tip sandwich because, oh my gosh, it is fantastic. But everything I've had there is always fantastic, you know, and that's just how it goes. So head on down to Copper Top. And before you even go, you can order it online, coppertopbarbecue.com. Head there, order what you want. Make sure you put in Local 20. That gets you the discount. Locals get discounts. Yeah. I'm teaching you a secret here, you know, a secret that's written on their wall, but it's a secret nonetheless. So if you put that in, you're going to get a 20% discount. You head on down. Your food's ready to go when you get there. So trust me on this. I would not lead you wrong when it comes to food. Thanks for hanging out with us and being a part of the show. Really appreciate that. Really appreciate you supporting what we're doing here. We're trying our very best to get all the news out there, unbiased, right in the middle. Let's just make sure everybody gets a voice. We'll never turn anyone down that wants to say something, that wants to get a message out there. Send me an email with what you want. I'll put it out there. Doesn't mean I'm going to represent it. Doesn't mean I'm going to believe in it, but I'll put it out there. You know, unless it's hate or something terrible like that. I'm not going to do that because I'm not a jerk. You know, just to finish things up here, I would like to throw out a thank you to all of my patrons, Patreons, patron. I'm just gonna say, from now on, I'm gonna go with patrons. It's easier that way. Deborah, Ida, D, Tomato Head, Margaret, Chandra. Thank you so much for just believing in the program, just being behind us, and letting this grow and become what it's becoming. Because it's just so exciting to be a part of all this, and I'm so happy that you people are there to help us get this done. And if you're interested, head over to Eastern Sierra Now. On the right hand side, you'll see become a patron. Click there, and that leads you right into all of our different tiers that give you things like t-shirts and stickers and, you know, access to more. We're creating a whole merch line, by the way. It's not out yet, so if you haven't got your t-shirt yet, that's why. But it should be pretty fun. We're not just going with the standard old Eastern Sierra Now right in the middle. I'm trying to come up with some good funny things. So you keep an eye out for that. It should be pretty great. You know, I think merch only works when it's funny, if it's from local things. So we'll see what happens. So anyway, again, Eastern Sierra Now. This is Jesse Steele. Thank you so much for listening.